Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, pen, and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you right now, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy. We ask, oh God, that you will search our hearts and that you will lay your hand upon us. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we call on you, Lord, to stop by here for just a little while. Please, Lord, make your holy visitation. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, cover us under your blood. Cleanse us, oh Lord. Purge us on the inside. Clean us up on the outside. Work on us, Lord God. Mold us, shape us, and form us the way you want us to be, Lord. Not our will, oh God, but we surrender unto you. Lord, take control and have your way. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing tonight, Lord. Loose every shackle, my God. Destroy the yokes of bondage. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God be revealed. Right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we pray, God, that you will intervene, Lord. For we need divine intervention. We need you, Lord, to take up our battle and fight for us, Lord. We need healing for our bodies, oh God, for our spiritual being. We need help down here, Lord God. Send on help, Lord Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord. And we can't do nothing without you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. Send on help tonight, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We need your help, my Lord. You're the only one who can work it out for us. You're the only one who can fix it, Lord. We're looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord. We need you to take us by the hand, walk by our side. Oh, Lord, lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. Lord, teach us and instruct us concerning your will, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord,
help
to do all that you have assigned unto us. Oh, my Lord, help us even the more to deny ourselves, to humble ourselves before you. Lord, we pray right now that you will bless, that you will expand our ministry, Lord, that
yes.
you will give us what we need and prepare us for this work. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, have your way and let your will be done, oh God. We are asking you, Lord, to use this ministry, the gospel truth ministry, oh God, in a great and a mighty way, Lord, to reach out to souls, to bless souls, and that souls will be saved through this ministry. Oh, my God, we know you are able, oh, Lord, and we are ever believing you together tonight. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We are praying, God, for the saving of souls, Lord,
yes,
that you will touch hearts and minds, that you will give somebody the mind right now to turn from the world, to turn from their ways, oh, God, to surrender unto you and to do your will. Prick their hearts, oh God, to repentance in the name of Jesus. Break up that stony heart, Lord God, and put in a heart of flesh, my God. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We are praying, God, for healing. We are praying for deliverance tonight, Jesus. Somebody been waiting on deliverance, oh my God. Somebody is crying and praying for deliverance. And we are asking you tonight, my God, that you will send on deliverance, that you will deliver the soul that's bound up, the soul that's in trouble. Lord, send deliverance.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord.
miracles, oh God, and bless the church at large, and the body of Christ. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. we know you are able, Lord. Bring
mm-hmm.
us all together and unite us as one. We believe it, and we are counting it done right now. Lord, and we are giving you thanks. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you right now,
thank
Lord. We're giving our prayer, God. We thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the moving
you.
Of your spirit. We thank you.
Thank you.
Being patient with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for
yes.
this broadcast tonight and for all those who are listening. Let a special blessing come upon them. Oh, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you will please have your way. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. The opening scripture is taken from the 75th number of Psalm, and beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 75th, 75, number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." Thank God for reading of his word, the 75th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verse, and thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Newbell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/ Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nadel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 12 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, for Wednesday prayer, and also for 6 o'clock prayer on Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday. And on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m., you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Again, that's the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. And we want to remember the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for India West, Sharia West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, all those who are affected with COVID and all those who are currently requesting prayer. We want to keep those names in our thoughts and in our prayers. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would favor us with a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. I'm going to attempt to sing this song. I'm asking you to pray with me. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up all hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands, don't give up, don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Do you feel alone? Do you feel alone? In the middle of the night, when there's no one near to call, have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up the hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord still stands, don't give up, don't give up. I know that he cares. 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 I know he cares. Lay it down. Cast your cares. I know he cares. He cares. I know he cares. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful selection. We just thank God for prayer, for the opening scripture, and we just thank God for the opportunity to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. So happy that you have tuned in, and I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just honor the Lord because of his goodness, and I enjoyed that selection. I know that he cares. We don't have to give up. Don't lose your joy. You know, things do happen. We feel sad and despondent at times. We're human. Praise the Lord. Don't give up because the Lord does care. And even though we hear that countdown, we can still continue. It's still recording. Amen. Pay that no mind. Amen. But God is just a good God. We're going to take the time out
And
yes.
we give thanks to the Lord thank because you. It's important
yes.
that we thank him as
thank
often
you.
As we can. Hallelujah.
Your
thank
name.
You, Lord. Worthy glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's done so much for us.
Yes.
We don't deserve anything, but the Lord has done so much.
So much.
Sad about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody came out with a song saying, I don't know why he cares for me, but I'm so glad he did.
Exactly.
Over to God. I don't know why he gave his life for me, but I'm so glad he did.
So glad.
Hallelujah. But the Bible lets us know that he cares and he loves us. And
yes.
this was love that caused him to give his life, caused him to come down all the way from heaven to die for us. So we ought to be thankful tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We ought to give God the thanks that is due unto him. And I'm just excited. I'm stirred up in my heart. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and how God is blessing.
Yes.
And even in the midst of being blessed, even if the enemy is cutting up and acting up over here
yes.
and over there and trying to get all in your face with it, oh, praise be to God. I'm rejoicing, and I will praise the Lord anyhow. I will lift him up because the Bible just lets us know that scripture that was read, how God is the one that's going to give us our promotion. He's
yes.
the one that's going to elevate us. If we
yes.
humble ourselves
yes.
under his mighty hand, he will lift us up. He will exalt us in due time. Praise be to God. So it's the Lord who's going to promote us. People think that they could take you down, they can demote you, and they can
yes.
do this and that. But when God promoted you, when God has put you up, no
oh.
man can take you down. Because God is the one who put one up and take one down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might want to take somebody down, but God will end up taking you down.
Oh, all right.
Up the one who's
oh,
trying to take down. Oh, glory be to God.
Preach it.
So
yes.
we ought to just give God praise and thank him for what he's done.
Yes.
Amen. Being humble, having that humility about us. God will raise us up. God
yes.
will promote us and take us to the next level. Praise be to God. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be discouraged. Praise the Lord. God cares for us. God loves us. God is with us. And
yes.
he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. But
no.
he'll be with us always as
oh.
he promised. And we can stand on the promises of God.
Good.
And believe in him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We can depend on
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. He will never let us down. Oh, yes, Lord. And we are never alone. We are never by ourselves. But the Lord is always there as he promised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the enemy sees you coming and he's planning to pounce on you,
yeah,
putting a trap out for you, God is right there. Hallelujah. They might not can see God all around you. Oh, praise be to God. But God will step right in, right on time. Hallelujah.
Right on.
You can look up and see Jesus coming. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Praise
coming
him.
Like a
yes,
bird on wing. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
right
you.
There. When
thank
you need him most, he'll be right there. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have to worry tonight. But we can trust the Lord. That song was so encouraging and just
yes.
blessed my soul. Oh, because I know
right.
he cares. Yes, yes, he cares. When it feels like nobody cares, when it seems like nobody cares, know this, he cares.
Yes,
oh,
he does.
God.
Yes.
He will take care of you. He will
yes.
take care of you.
Yes,
he is. When the Lord starts blessing, I know he's angry about this great work that the Lord is doing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he can't stop what God has done. He can't.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he's going to try to run interference. He's going to try and put a chalk in the wheel. He's going to do everything he can to discourage you. Put all kinds of thoughts in your mind and bring all kinds of things before you. But all you have to do is just keep your trust in the Lord and don't give up. Hallelujah. Just keep on believing God and waiting on him. And he will come right on time. Hallelujah. He'll be right there just for you. Oh, thank you, Lord, because he cares. That's love. That's the love of God. That's his great love toward us. And I just want to encourage you on the night to just give thanks to the Lord. Praise him. When things get rough, when things get tough, just go off in a praise. Praise him like never before. Like David said, he would be more violent in praise for the Lord. He would, he'll praise him that much harder. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So when the enemy starts stirring up things, when it comes your way, just go ahead and praise God in front of the enemy.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't draw back. But just go forth like you gonna praise him for the last time. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Watch God work miracles. Watch God work wonders. Watch God move right before your enemy. And he'll prepare a table before you in the midst of your enemy. And they'll see the blessings of the Lord coming upon you. And they might get jealous, but they can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So don't give up. Just keep on holding on. Keep on trusting in the Lord. It may seem like you've been going on for a long time and nothing is going to work and nothing's working out. Things just keep getting worse. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Because God cares and he can see you. Even though it seems like not watching, he doesn't know what's going on. Let me tell you something. He knows
everything
about you. He knows what's going on in your life right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You may think that nobody is aware, but God has even revealed it to someone. Hallelujah. And they can discern what's going on with you. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And if God leads them to come to you, that's what he'll do. Hallelujah. If it's in his will, if that's what he wants, that's what he'll do. He'll let you know that you're not alone. Don't be discouraged, but keep on looking to the Lord. Keep on trusting in him. Just keep on going on anyhow. It may seem like you can't go another day, but yes, you can. With the help of the Lord, he will help you. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Because he cares. Glory be to God. He truly cares. Just don't give up.
Amen.
Don't throw up your hands. Don't give up. You've been praying. You've been seeking God for a miracle. You've been seeking God for deliverance. Hallelujah. You've been seeking God for the Holy Ghost. Don't give up.
Don't
pray. Keep on going after God.
Yes.
Keep on coming back. Keep on tuning in. Just keep on listening to the word of God. Keep on praying and pressing your way. And God will come through for you. Hallelujah. Because he cares.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hold on to what you already have. Hold on to the progress you've already made, the steps that you've already taken. Don't back up. Just stay where you are. If you feel like you can't move forward, just stay where you are. Hallelujah. Until your change comes and the Lord will lead you on further. Praise yes. be to God. I just thank God for
yes.
the word of God. I thank God, hallelujah, for this great opportunity.
Yes.
Lord, my soul is just so stirred up because I know God is moving. Lord,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He's moving.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus as your personal Savior if you have not departed from your sins, if you have not turned from your ways, tonight this is your opportunity to just give the Lord a chance. You ought to try Jesus. If you tried everything else and nothing mm-hmm. seemed to work,
yes.
you ought to try Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you just tried Jesus one time, glory to God, you will be glad you did. Oh, thank you, Lord. So tonight, if you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you can make up in your mind this moment, right now, that the Lord loves you and he cares and you want to give your life to him. You want to turn away from everything and everybody that is getting in the way of you surrendering to the Lord. And the Lord will help you tonight. The
yes.
Lord will deliver your soul. He will save you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all the wonderful work, all the wonderful blessings that the Lord has in store for you, you have no idea. If you would just try Jesus.
Yes.
Just try him. Amen. Try Jesus. If you're trying to get through, trying to get a prayer through, don't give up. Just keep on praying. And pray as hard as you can pray. Pray earnestly and sincerely from your heart. And just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can be saved. By calling on the name of Jesus,
yes.
you can be saved. The
yes.
Lord will save your soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Many souls are dying every day without
yes.
God in their lives. They're dying without a Savior. Hallelujah. You're going to need somebody on your bond when death comes creeping in your room. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When it's your time to die, you're going to need King Jesus
yes.
on your bond. Glory to God. So don't wait until it's too late. But the opportunity has presented itself this night just for you. Anybody who's sick in your body, you can be healed. Glory to God. God has the power to heal your body. Whatever your sickness is, whatever your condition is, God has the power to heal you and to make you whole. If
Amen.
You're feeling discouraged, if you don't have that joy that you desire to have or that peace, the Lord has everything you need tonight. Will you give him a chance? Will you try Jesus and just trust him? Praise God. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist May.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you know that God cares for you, you don't have to give up. You can go in prayer right now while the Spirit of God is moving. You can take him at his word. Believe that God is going to do what you asked him to cares about too. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care if you're institutionalized. God cares, and he's able to fix the situation for you. Now, Lord, we pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch the souls of men. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to believe your word and take you at your word right now, Lord. We know you care in the name of Jesus. You said we can cast our burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. We know you're able. We believe you today. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless. Continue to sing your word. Look on the soul. Oh, Lord, touch their hearts right now. Help them to believe on you as the scripture has said. Help them, oh, Lord, to call on your name. Help them to give the situation to you, oh, Lord. You said casting all your care upon you, for you care, Lord. We believe your word today, oh, Lord. We take you.
you at your precious word. We pray that you look on every soul, every listener. We pray that you touch them right now, O Lord. Help them to believe on you, as the scripture had said. Help them to take you at your word. Help them to launch out by faith. Help them to reach out and touch you, Lord, so you can touch them there. We know you're able, oh Lord. We believe you right now. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to strengthen, continue to bless this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Make ways for her, oh Lord. Open up doors that may be closed. Fix the situation. You know all about it, oh Lord. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help, and we know that you care for us. That's why we are looking to you. We're trusting in you and taking you at your word, and we thank you right now. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you for strength in your word. We thank you tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. Continue to lead the way. Continue to let your will be done. Oh, my God. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that powerful message. We thank God for how he took control. Glory to God. We are no more our own, but we have been bought with a price. So we must do the will of God and say what God give us to say. Glory to God. And one thing about it, on this broadcast, if the Lord take over, that's what we want. We let you go ahead and bring the word of God. Whatever God give you to do or say, you can have, let the Lord have his way on this broadcast. That's what we're all about. We want to see souls saved, somebody to receive Christ in their life. We want somebody to be encouraged, strengthened, healed, delivered, whatever it is that they need. That's what we want. So we thank God for that beautiful message coming to Evangelist Hameen. Evangelist Hameen, I pray that you will continue to let the Lord have his way. When he take over, you go ahead. Glory to God. I pray right along with you because God, he knows what we have need of. He knows all about us. So we thank God for the word and for prayer. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor so that any minister, evangelist that may be on the line, you can call in and you can have remarks. The Lord has given you something to say. You have a chance right now. You can dial in at 701-802-5175. And the access number is 5847-681-POUND. You can dial in right now. Praise the Lord. We're going to give way that you may give remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen.
Amen.
You know, right off of that song, I know that God cares.
Yeah.
And I thank God also for that song as well. A lot of people, they don't know that God cares, or they don't believe that God cares, but truly he does. And I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy God just taking over and having his way. I know the enemy tried to stop message from going forth, tried to stop this broadcast, but I feel like this was a message for us.
Yes.
And I receive it. And I thank God for it. Ben, if I mean, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If Sister Rhoda is on the line, you may have words at this time.
Now, we thank the Lord so much for the powerful word of God. The Bible says God will never forsake us, always with us up to the end of the world.
Amen.
Let us not give up, because the Bible says the Lord cannot allow temptation to overtake us. He'll always open the door for us to come out.
Yeah.
Let's be strong. Let us continue trusting him. He's able. He's holding our hands up to the end. So thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you for this powerful word of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and Sister Rhoda. And at this time, if my dad is on the line, if he would like to give a testimony or have something to say for the Lord, you may do so also.
Yes, I want to thank you for the message that you brought tonight. I hope everybody is taking this serious.
Yes.
Because it is.
Yes,
if
it is.
You don't believe, you are lost.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I tell you, I can see what God is doing. He's moving by his spirit. And I see God. He'll do just what we ask him to do. He said, if we ask anything in his name, he said, I will do it. And I believe he's doing it. Glory to God. I thank God for Brother Titus. By faith, Brother Titus. Glory to God. For those remarks coming through him, and also the remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and Sister Rhoda, we thank God for you. Glory to God. Thank God for your faithfulness and how you continue to tune into this broadcast. We ask that those of you that can get a word of prayer through, let's keep praying. We believe God, and we know he'll do what we ask him to do because commandments. Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service back into the hands of the Evangelist Amin for last sayings and dismissal.
Praise be to God. I truly thank God for that prayer, for his anointing. I just thank the Lord for the remarks, the beautiful, encouraging remarks.
Yes.
And I am encouraged. Praise the Lord. And thank God for all of you, for your prayer. And I just thank the Lord for just what he continues to do. I'm no more my own. Like Daniel said, we are not our own. We've been bought with a price.
Amen.
We belong to God. And whatever God wants to do, that's what I want. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Lord. I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it every day.
Yes.
Just take it in for yourself and just know how much the Lord cares. He truly does care so much that we can cast all of our cares on him. We can give everything to him. We can just give it to the Lord. Just throw it over there to Jesus and let him handle it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because he knows just what to do. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to work it out. He knows just what to do for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just thank him.
Praise
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
be to God.
Have your way,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
the Lord. I thank him.
Yes, Lord.
Just feel the presence of the Lord. Can you just feel that warm love? Hallelujah. The warmth of his love.
Amen.
I can feel it.
Amen.
Right now. He is with us. He's in the
midst.
Oh, thank the Lord. Glory
to
you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want him to have his way. Praise God. I'm thankful for this ministry. Thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord and just let God use you and let him have his way in your life continually. And I want to say to Brother Titus, we thank God for you, and just I enjoy
hearing the things you say, and they're just so encouraging and uplifting. So you be encouraged, brother, and you continue to go after the Lord and just let God work, let him do what he wants to do. Amen. Thank God for Sister Rhoda and for the ministry that God has given her.
Yes.
I want to encourage you, Sister Rhoda, to just do it all you can do for the Lord and allow God to use you how he wants to use you, when and where. You just go forth as never before and let the Lord have his way. Praise God. And I thank God for all things. I'm asking you to continue to pray for me. And if there are no other announcements or anything else, no further words, then if all hearts and minds are clear, let's dismiss. Repeat after me. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
He cares for me.
He cares for me.
He cares for me.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord.
God bless.
Amen.